Hello, everyone. Ron and David here, coming to you from our website, astrologynewsreport.com.
Now we look at the upcoming planetary patterns and predictions. What's in store in the heavens for September 22nd through September 29th and beyond?
Mercury changes signs this Tuesday, September 24th. The planet of the rational mind leaves its own sign, Virgo, and enters Libra, the sign of compromise and idealism.
Which sounds like it would be a good thing, but it looks like there could be a problem. Mercury will join up with Venus, but also Saturn and Rahu, while it is in Libra, and the whole mess is still receiving the square aspect of a debilitated Mars. So what are the possible outcomes of Mercury with Saturn and Mercury with Rahu?
Well, Mercury is the planet of rational thinking, and Rahu is obsession. That equals getting obsessed with your ideas, just in time for the next showdown in Congress, or even any other dispute you can name, like next week's get-together of world leaders at the UN.
So perfect the timing. Yes, and Saturn's the planet of endurance combined with Mercury. That equals obstinate thinking. Doesn't sound like a recipe for compromise, even though this is the sign of compromise, Libra. Sounds kind of self-contradictory, but Libra also indicates idealism, so people get stuck on their ideals. And this is not a short-term situation, although Venus will move out of Libra in just another week, and Mars will not be aspecting the planets in Libra when it moves out of Cancer on October 5th. Mercury, on the other hand, will be staying in Libra for a couple of months because it goes retrograde in October, which will keep Mercury in Libra and together with Saturn and Rahu in combination all the way until December 1st.
All right, so then we have Venus now transiting through its own sign, Libra, and as it moves further through Libra, it's getting closer and closer to getting a exact square aspect from Mars. This exact aspect of Mars on Venus will be exact on Friday, September 27th. Venus will be at 25 degrees Libra, while Mars is at 25 degrees Cancer. Now, this is a one-way negative aspect, since Mars can send its influence four signs ahead of itself to where Venus is, but Venus is not able to simultaneously influence Mars. So Venus is especially important now because it is the dispositor of the other three planets currently transiting in its sign, Libra. Thus, if Venus suffers, Saturn, Rahu, and Mercury will suffer.
That's a very good point. So what sorts of things suffer? The significations of Venus include agreements such as treaties, the financial sector, that is to say the stock market, also young females, celebrities, and of course, love and romance. Venus is getting some relief from the trinal aspect of Jupiter. The question is this influence helpful? As we have seen during the past few weeks, Jupiter in the intellectual sign Gemini is great for coming up with ideas, but it doesn't have much power to implement those ideas.
I guess it will all depend on what sort of trouble Venus gets into. I mean, if it's just discussion and media spin and threats against harmony and so on, then maybe Jupiter's aspect can help out. But if there is actual destruction, then Jupiter's words of conciliation won't change things much. Jupiter's optimism may just actually encourage Venus, the planet of values, in the sign of idealism, Libra. Or you could have a kind of indulgence in optimism.
Well, one Venus type of thing that is obviously looming is the budget fight in Congress. Venus is money, and theoretically, the federal government runs out of money in another week. So the Republicans and the Democrats have to come up with some kind of agreement, yes, that's Venus again, to keep the government funded. Otherwise, there will be an automatic, economic train wreck. So will there be an agreement with Mars squaring Venus? I vote very doubtful.
Right. Interesting, too, that according to our chart of the USA, this country is now entering the Venus sub-period of its Mars major period. Venus in the USA chart is the ruler of the 11th house, and that's the house that represents Congress, as well as Venus being the ruler of the sign in the 6th house, and that's the house of struggle and difficulty. So with all these transits in Libra, the House of Congress in the USA chart, you can count on the fur flying as our Congress critters begin their semi-annual budget fight or negotiations. And with Mercury, the planet of decisions, now joining the fray, it just doesn't look good.
Wow, fur flying. So we can look forward to a week of more sound and fury from our do-nothing Congress, which surely will give us plenty to report on next week.
Well, until then.